Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is a terrific local artist and author and a wearer of many hats, Meg Demakis. And so, Meg, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited that you included me in your project.
Well, we are just excited to have you on, as I said. And here's where I'd like to start, and that is, for many of our listeners, they might not be familiar with the Family Folklore Foundation. So can you share a little bit about its history and purpose?
Okay. First of all, I have to say that it sprang from my family. My grandfather, I have a little quote from him. He was from Kansas. You can't control the length of your life, but you can have something to do about the width and the depth. And so that's the foundation of Family Folklore. And I treasure our relationships with our family and families. And I was an elementary teacher for many years, and it didn't matter what grade I taught, I knew that social studies started where you were standing. And it's like right now I'm in Northwest Indiana, but that's also Indiana. It's also America. It's also North America. It's also the world. So, you know, you can just learn about everything from wherever you are. And as a retired teacher, one of my daughters said, "Why are you depressed? You know, I thought you wanted to be retired." I'm like, "I miss projects and field trips." She goes, "Why don't you develop a nonprofit?" So that's where Family Folklore got started.
That is a really cool story. And thank you for doing that, because you do tell, as an organization, a lot of great stories. And to that end, you have a really interesting exhibit coming up at the Crown Point Community Library titled 1933 World's Fairy Tales. And interesting title, without a doubt. So can you share a little about the story and the focus behind the exhibit?
This presentation is a continuation of what we did last year. We went to the houses on Beverly Shores. We used the grant money from the South Shore Arts and the Humanities Foundation. And we used that money. And
Indiana Arts Commission.
Yeah. And we visited all of the houses. And we had about 50 people involved. It's totally free. And, you know, if you were to have a child in a program, that, you know, you might pay $500 or $1,000, but these are always free. So we went to the houses, and then I challenged the people, who would like to pretend like they are the house? So we became the house. That's why I call it If Houses Could Talk. And in the book, all five houses, there's a person who is telling from a first person's point of view what it was like to be a cutting edge house built by a wonderful architect 100 years ago, and then what it's like, you know, 100 years later. And and so that's part of the book. And we gave a presentation at IUN in the Main Stage Theater. In the back, we had the PowerPoint presentation that was also audio. It had music, and people acted things out. One of the gals acted like she was the tugboat that pushed the barges that had the houses on it from Northerly Island at the edge over to Beverly Shores. And, you know, so then we used children's nylon tents to represent the different houses. So we did a lot of great things. And I have a huge pile of books that everybody got to share. And a lot of them are guidebooks. They are books that were created for people that wanted to go through this fair. And there was like 40 million people that went through it and it created. And so that's what this book is. It's a guidebook of our project. And and it talks about what happened. You know, that was the time of the Depression and Al Capone. Mm-hmm. And
it really sounds like you've tapped into a ton of creativity, and that was part of it. So this exhibit specifically at the Crown Point Library then is sort of a recap and a reflection on that project from last year?
Yes, it's a one-hour presentation. Some of us are going to show up. The gal that did the Florida house, Becky Swerden, is going to be dressed up as Barbie, because they call that the local Barbie doll house. And we're going to share it again, you know, because we've got this great PowerPoint presentation. And then, I had the people also paint pictures of the houses. So they're like, part of the grant money, I got all this acrylic paints and easels. And they're like, "Oh, but wait a minute, we don't know how to paint." I said, "Have no fear, we have artists in the group." So they were all learning about perspective and the vanishing point. And they're like, "We don't know what to do." I said, "Just do the best you can." Yes. And they ended up great.
That is terrific.
So we'll have those on display.
And so the actual event is when then?
It's on Saturday, April 19th, which is near Earth Day, from 1 to 2 in the main library of Crown Point. And so there's probably going to be standing room only. So, you know, if people might want to call up and make reservations or something, because we've given our talk several places now, and It usually draws a good crowd. And then the books you can check out at that library. We're working on another grant right now. Hopefully we'll get it. It's called Going Green Expo 2026, in which I'm asking the people, how did that study affect your life? And looking towards the future, you know, with global warming. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be coming up with some cool ideas for that.
Well, I tell you what, the Crown Point Library is a fantastic institution. We had their director, Julie Wendorf, on just recently, and this is just another example of their commitment, a library's commitment to highlighting arts and culture. And so how do listeners find out more information about Family Folklore Foundation and this type of project?
We have a website, famfolkfound.org, and then also you can get on YouTube and go Family Folklore Foundation, and we've got a lot of documentaries that are so cute. You know, we learned why Valparaiso got its name and why Porter County got its name. We learned about Joseph Bailey and Blue Island. I mean, we've learned about so many things. We went to the Collier Lodge and did a dig. It's just whatever springs in our mind, it'll be the theme for the new project.
Yeah, well, one, some interesting stuff.
We make books, and they're on Amazon.
It's terrific.
But they're mainly at the gift shop, South Shore Arts.
Well, you know, you can't have too many distribution points by any means there. So now if I can ask one last question, and that is, you are working on this other project for Family Folklore about Once Upon a Time in Maggie's Key West. Now I'm intrigued.
Okay.
Who's Maggie and what's the story there?
Well, you know, as a sideline, when I retired, I did a lot. I was a reading teacher a lot, and I was also a gifted and talented teacher. And I was in front of so many books and read so many books, saw so many illustrations that I'm like, I think I'm going to start doing it. And so this book from the Florida house in our project, because my grandparents who lived in Chicago, my grandpa worked for Swiss and Company. This is a different grandpa. They moved to Homestead, which is right near Miami. And our family, six kids and a dog and my parents, we get in that station wagon and go down to Florida. And I started thinking about, you know, you have experiences as a kid and you forget about them. You know, it's not a big deal. We met all kinds of naturalists, and my grandparents they had green thumbs. Let's just put it that way. They had a greenhouse full of orchids. They had 5 acres and they were putting in palm trees and all this kind of thing. And then we met all of their naturalist friends and did a lot of swimming. We had a lot of experiences. So this book is about that, only I made it better because, you know, you have to make it exciting. And I have a radio play and a little bit of electric slide coming in for our next project. And when I ask other people how it affected their lives, one of the gals is a puppeteer, and she's been thinking of things. And so there will be aspects of the book that I put together in the next project.
I will tell you what, Meg, you incorporate, you can tell by your passion and energy around all of these things, but you incorporate all parts of artistic disciplines. It really is incredible to hear about your project. So congratulations on all that. We'll look forward to the date again, April 19th. And it's at what time again?
1 to 2 at the main Crown Point Library.
Well, listen, thank you, Meg, for being on the show today. We very much appreciate it. And thank you to all of our listeners for listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region.
Thank you. Thank you for thinking of me.